President Clinton came to the subject of race near the end of his State of the Union address. He asked Congress to pass two initiatives dealing with hate crimes and discrimination in the workplace. And he praised his Race Initiative Advisory Board for trying to bridge the divides between and among the American people. NPR's Philip Martin sat in with a multiracial group in Brookline, Massachusetts, that was paying close attention to that part of the president's speech.
And she may get up or not as she chooses.
Like the dignitaries in attendance in the House chambers, the seven individuals invited here to the home of diversity consultant UT Saunders all burst into applause when the president introduced Rosa Parks. But some lamented that the president had left the issue of race relations until the end of his speech. But that didn't bother Marty Wilson, an African American and an executive at the Boston YWCA.
I don't think that anything that happens that changes in this country will be because of a speech, but will be because of those of us in this room or outside this room who want to do something to change things.
Kay Montgomery, who is white and is with the Unitarian Universalist Association, said she wanted to hear something more substantive from the president.
To talk about black men murdered in Texas or a gay man murdered in Wyoming, it would have been a wonderful opportunity for real kind of public reaching out for what's the matter with the country.
Sitting across from Montgomery on the other side of the room was Bruce Alberts, who is Jewish and is a consultant on race and gender issues.
If Clinton were to really deal with this race issue, he would have to exhibit some of the behaviors he did over in Israel. I mean, you'd have to have a president that would be willing to get in there and really mix it up and have some stomach for complexity, confrontation, having enemies.
Although most of the participants gave the president high marks for proposing initiatives to fight hate crimes and on-the-job discrimination, Chris Terrell, who calls himself a fiscal conservative, says he does not think legislation is needed, and said the president should not be involved in telling people how to get along.
I don't know if it's the government's position to attempt to legislate how people think. It is the government's position to create an equal playing field. There are laws on the books currently. To make a profound statement like that in the State of the Union address, I think it's disingenuous and gratuitous.
But UT Saunders believes the president has a responsibility to push an agenda on race relations.
I do think leaders' jobs are to help people figure out what's worth paying attention to. And I think they do that, for better or for worse. And I think without strong leadership around race, we get what we have, which is far less than we deserve in a society that's becoming increasingly diverse.
The complaint that Jenica Flores has about race matters is that too often they are painted in black and white. Flores, who is Hispanic and a secretary at Harvard University, was pleased to hear the president raise the subject of the 2000 census. She hopes that the count will help redefine the issue.
I often think that the Hispanics kind of fall in between the cracks. I mean, it is such a large population. When it comes to like racial issues and racial lines, you hear more white, black, and the population is ever increasing, and, you know, pretty soon the people now who want to get rid of affirmative action are going to be wanting it because they're going to be needing it.
All the participants in the discussion that followed the State of the Union agreed that they would like to see the nation keep talking about race because, as UT Saunders sees it, race is part of just about every important issue.
It's a function in education, it's a function in employment, it's a function in housing, it's a function in everything. So I think to treat it in its true holistic character as it plays itself out in American society is to have it an integral part of every subject area under discussion and damn near every policy discussion, rather than an add-on.
It was interesting to note that the group did not spend a lot of time talking about the president's impeachment trial, other than to express concern about how it would affect his leadership on the issue of race. Philip Martin, NPR News, Brookline, Massachusetts.